stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can. I'm gonna give you what
you need. Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
No, here's Rake. Damn it, I have my own show. You know it's me. Ugh, my ass, girls. Don't you want it? You don't need Novak. I'm hung like a champion Trojan horse. Wow! And now somebody wrote an email to me. You know Mark Hanna's here. So what? It's my show. Oh, dear. Oh, me. Oh, woe is me. Oh, my. Oh, whoa, whoa. I have a question, Rake. Why is Rake such a werewolf sick scumbag bitch? I'm guessing his filth smells worse than an elephant who just shit his ass after eating the whole pile of shit. The crack-sucking, cock-fucking, dick-ass whore has nothing better to do but to lick Novak's hairy asshole out while making chemicals out of his own jizz. Disgrace! How does that make that? Booty fucking woo! Maybe you should look in the mustard rake. That 69-cent shit from ShopRite, it would be like a fucking cleanser for your filthy fucking ass. And I heard you were in the donkey dick culling. Doesn't surprise me a single fucking bit. Fuck you! I got a fucking girlfriend now! So what? I bring her everywhere! Fuck you, motherfucker! Whoa, whoa! Anybody got a problem with me? Be a fucking man! Call me at the end of my face! 610-496-7000 dicks in my ass! Woo! 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 CalvinTaser.com, RyanGPhotography.com, Ryan G spelled with just the letter G.
Don't reroute it, buddy. Don't reroute it.
And we have a special guest here, Chris Asmodee, a.k.a. And if you didn't know, Hofbete, he wrote Haggard with me, and he was in some of the CKY videos, and he had a really good song when I shot Phil with the paintballs out in front of acting.
He was in... He was also in
Jackass, but they never paid you for it.
He was in the bar scene.
They told him... When we did Jackass, I told him to use Street Gang song, and then, like... They're like, oh yeah, you know, $300 should be on the way any day now. It's been 7 years, and it's still in the mail somewhere.
Well, to burn that CD, it cost him $800, so really, he owes him $100 still.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Yeah. He was in the bar scene.
Yo, you know when Jackass, like, at the box office made $80 million, my first check was $13, and they owed me $11. I was like, what is this?
What?
Like, what is going on? Like, because I guess they had to, I don't know the situation, but like, I was like, $13, is this a joke? And then I flipped the next page, like, but we owe you 11. It's like.
Well, that's where the rest of it went.
It was for t-shirt sales on Jackass. Because I get like 0.01% on t-shirts.
It wasn't like 11%
I got a whopping $13. And I went and got two drinks at the bar, and then I didn't have enough.
Well, see, it cost them all that money to actually drive the copies of the movies to all the movie theaters. So they got to send some guy to like every city, so they're broke by the time they do that.
Yeah. You might think 80 million's a lot, but we have to hire a driver to drive the reels to each movie theater.
That alone
is, what, $3,000? Yeah. So right there, $3,000 out of 80 million goes quick.
That movie was filmed in mini DV, the whole fucking thing, except for the first and ending part. What was the budget on that thing? Like
$5 million.
That's like nothing for how much it grows.
It went right up somebody's pocket.
Not yours, right?
So we're gonna be playing some new music because Hope's been recording some songs.
Oh yeah.
And he had it called Venom, but I think I saw Venom. It's like an 80s metal band, so now he changed it to Venomous.
Spider-Man's
enemy. Hey, should we mention who's missing right now?
Oh, Novak's MIA right now because he's stuck at the beach with some Ming Hang in Seattle.
I was there last night, and I witnessed the whole fucking thing. His baby's mama was at this bar signing last night, and she looked very pregnant.
Oh, is she there?
Yeah.
Was she, like, drinking and smoking?
I think so. She's, like, with her friends just fucking going nuts, just wilding out.
But, if she's having Novak's baby,
how do her friends let her do that?
I don't know.
Well, it would work for her, because if she drinks and smokes, that's probably the best way to keep a baby Novak healthy.
Babe,
my dad has been drinking and smoking for years, so I demand that you drink and smoke with my kid, because that's the only way it's going to function like a pure Novak.
She nurses it with Jaeger.
She nurses it with Jaeger.
Dude, her
like
stomach
a grapefruit
is,
shot of crayon, yeah, babe.
Her stomach is huge, man. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. And he took a shot of, like, 10 drinks, like, Jaeger, whatever the fuck. And he's like, I got to talk to her. I got to, like, be responsible now. Just fucking, he goes over there and starts talking.
Babe, I got one thing to say to you. As soon as that baby comes out into that vodka grapefruit shot of crown, bag of bulk sugar, and I want it here in Hanoi Rocks right away.
As soon as it comes out.
Fuck, dude. Dude, and Vito last night was making out with like an 18-year-old girl, and I have photos of
nice
it.
Nice work.
And I will post them up. It's hilarious.
Well, where will you post them?
Okay, give it out, buddy.
Where could you possibly post your photos?
Ryan, I don't know.
RyanGphotography.com. G spelled with G-E-E-E.
Not
2, 3 E's.
Stop rerouting, everyone.
Rerouting. Did anybody happen to get a load of the pool out there today?
Yeah. It looks like a lard has snapped your diving board in two.
Shit Goose snapped the fucking diving board. He went for a gainer, and his fat ass jumped so high, and the pressure on it just snapped the whole thing. I have it on film.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Like, I rarely take, like, diving board missions. But,
are you sure that thing wasn't broken?
Oh, come on, Shipka. And you know what? He doesn't blame his fat ass. He's like,
it's your piece of shit diving board.
You got the cheap diving board. You didn't get it made out of fiberglass, and maybe you could have got one that didn't break.
Oh,
that
man.
Thing cracked right in half. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Gee, does your 40-pound overweight ass have anything to do with the diving board break? No, it's your fucking whack-ass diving board.
You buy, like, a $5 million house, and you get a fucking, like, plexiglass diving board. It just, like, doesn't... What the fuck is that? Like,
this guy still sells me a $500 mountain bike. 5 months ago, I still haven't got to drive it yet because the tire's flat, so I buy a pump, and I pump it up, and then it's, like, officially flat. It doesn't have, like, a leak. It's
the
just
bike
flat.
Is so good that you have... There's, like, a secret way to pump it up.
Oh.
No, there is.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the bike is so good, there's a secret way to pump it up. Not even the maker can figure out how to
but
pump it.
But I'm
to find out the secret, you gotta go to RyanGphotography.com.
Yeah.
Yo, damn, I got 1,000 hits today.
Speaking of people, of photos of the website, you know, Novak's fucking ass, the ass shot.
Yeah.
Whatever. These chicks, IM me, and they're like, yeah, because they work at a hospital.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
And they're fucking, they had it blown up on a screen, just and they're just looking at it, and one of the, like, the main doctors walks by and looks at it, and he's like, is that a patient of ours? I was just like, oh, no. Oh dude, man.
Because of his haircut?
No, because of his ass.
His ass is hurt.
This girl was on my site in a hospital,
in
the ER room or some shit.
Oh, it's
like,
Ming an ass.
It's Ming an ass, and a main, like, head chief doctor walks by. It's just like, is that a patient? Like, whoa.
Girls that were, receptionists in the hospital were just sifting through photos on the internet of an asshole, and the doctor actually goes, is that our patient? That's how muffed up his butt is.
Aren't my doctors not thinking?
Dude, he's got a muffed up ass butt.
He's so bad, dude. I think he took Vito's chick last night, and just that's why he's not here. Vito was out.
Vito's chick?
Dude, Vito, a chick, like a little 21-year-old girl just sitting on Vito's chick the whole night, just sitting there getting her free rounds of drinks. And he, you know, he's getting shit-faced, and he keeps, like, grabbing her tits and shit. And she keeps complaining, like, stop, behave, don't do that. I'm like, bitch, you're fucking on his lap. He's wasted. It's fucking Vito. He's going to be grabbing you. Like, if you don't want to be felt up, then fucking leave. Like.
Why do they sit there and just keep saying stop? Why not
the thing. Stop, and she just keeps sitting
Dude,
there.
I witnessed it all day long. One time at Firewater's, like, this girl was like, hitting him and stuff, and he's, like, trying to feel her up, and she's like, stop that. You don't do that like that. It's just like, dude, you've been arguing for 30 minutes with him about how he's feeling you up. Why are you still here if you don't like it so much?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's like the guy on Raiders of the Lost Ark who grabs the hot medallion. He holds it in his hand for 5 seconds, screaming, runs outside to put his hand in the snow. In between indie fights, he comes outside and is still screaming instead of already being on the ground. He's like, oh, my head! Oh, what was I doing? Oh, snow! Look, I got not to change the subject, but I would love to see you tape Ryan G, since he's so awesome at gainers. Have him eat a hoagie so he can actually gain weight while doing the gainer.
You know what about that Raiders of the Lost Ark thing?
Yeah.
They probably, the director probably thought it was a good idea. Like, now this is a big part in the movie, and we need to, like, hammy this up a bit. So, yeah. So, when you grab the medallion, you can't just put it right in the snow. You gotta run out, you have to look at your hand, you have to freak out. This is a big scene in the big movie. So we have to.
I want to know what the directors were thinking with that Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, was it Commando or?
Oh, yeah, Commando.
Yeah.
What about it?
What the fuck were they
thinking?
Springboard?
How about the guy's armor gets cut off and bleeds water? Because it's just a hose running through his arm. It's water. It's clear.
What movie?
Commando. Oh, yeah. He's in the shed and he throws that. He gives that guy an axe in the balls and he cuts the guy's hair with a saw blade. Then that other guy sticks his hand out so he can conveniently grab it and then cuts it off. His face, man, looks like my grandma.
Yeah, I remember that. It was just blatantly a cherry-flavored hose.
Where the dude jumps off the fucking building. Like, jumps off a building.
And flies in sideways.
It's like, what?
Dude, I want to meet that guy, man.
Oh,
food's here.
Hey, Hope, why don't you sum up the story in Long Beach of the drunkest moment ever of me.
Are you sure this is going to be good?
Yeah.
Recently?
We need Tim.
I was like 21.
We need 21. Tim to explain it. Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Go ahead, Tim.
Tim, go ahead.
So basically, we were at the Long Beach trade show, and we got so goddamn shit-faced that we just fell asleep on the sidewalk in Long Beach.
Under a bridge.
At like 6 in the morning or something.
No, it was earlier than that because it's like, by the time we got to the hotel, it was only like 5:30.
Okay, so let's say 3 in the morning, and it's me in the middle, and Tim O'Connor's on my left side, and Hoof is on my right. So,
there's no way you could have missed this. So, I can't even talk about it. So, apparently, we slept on the sidewalk, and I'm having a nice peaceful sleep next to this wall under a bridge in Long Beach down by the sulfur factory or whatever.
Next to a wall.
I get woken up by Tim O'Connor going, "Chris, Bam's gone." And I'm like, "What? What do you mean he's sleeping right next to me?" I look over, he's gone. There's a homeless man telling us, "You boys shouldn't be here."
Then Tim gets all scared, so he calls up my fucking mom. And here's the conversation.
Hello? Ape, it's Tim and me, Bam, and Hoof were sleeping on the sidewalk, and Bam's kidnapped. He's gone or something. I don't know.
He goes, he disappeared.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah. No, that's how he starts the conversation. Hey, Bam disappeared. He's gone. What do you mean? Well, we're sleeping on the sidewalk.
Oh,
she's like, what? What the fuck is going on?
So then, I think I wake up at like 6 or something.
Well,
or maybe you guys.
Right after that, you called Tim's phone.
I must have woke up and didn't look to my left or right and just
walked straight and didn't notice
realize
we were next
that I had friends or whatever, but I got the nicest hotel room.
and left a big spare bed.
And I fall asleep, and then I wake up and I realize that I left my friend behind. So I tell him to go to this room, which is completely the wrong room.
Oh, man.
It was like room 309. That's all I remembered. So Tim and I are like, great. All right, we're going to have a nice hotel room now. Go to sleep. So we get to room 309, and I'm banging on the door, and nobody answers, and I'm like, that motherfucker, he fell asleep. And so I just laid down in front of a door in the hallway and went to sleep again, and then I get woken up by combat boots in my face from the hotel security guards, and they're like, you need to come with us. So they walk us down to the front desk, and they're like, so what are you doing? Why are you sleeping in our hallways? We're like, well, our friend's in room 309. And they look it up, and they're like, there's nobody in room 309. And I'm like, well, his name's Bam Margera or Brandon Margera. You know, like, can you look him up? And they're like, Yeah, he's in room like 518.
Oh, man.
And by the way, here's his wallet that he left on the front counter because he just walked in and said, I need a room, and put it on the counter.
How many times have you lost your wallet? You always lose your phone, wallet, passport.
Now I just put a credit card in each pocket and then like money all over like the pockets. So like
in your socks.
So if it falls out my back pocket, then I only lost 1/4 of the money.
You're always losing shit, dude. I'm surprised you're not gonna lose your car.
Easy way to do it, I guess.
Dude, I lose my phone so goddamn much. I leave it on flights. I leave it in bars, and then sure enough, we're filming on the Brandywine River, and I'm like, if I bring my phone with me, I'm gonna drop it in the goddamn river. So I'm like to the line producer. I'm like, Anna, can you hold my phone? She's like, yeah. I'm like, because if I took it, it would just fall into the river. So after all day of shooting, I'm like, Anna, can I have my phone back? And she's like, you're not going to believe this, mate, but I dropped it in the river.
Oh, my God. Oh,
mate. Mate. Just so I butter you up with friendliness.
Is she English or Australian?
Australian.
Figure it out with her.
Now, fuck that. I'll be the line producer. Shit, she don't know nothing.
Speaking of Tim O'Connor, he's doing an MTV thing now called Made. He's making, like, teaching a 16-year-old girl how to skate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's like, but he's doing it the wrong way. He's teaching her how to push Mongo and shit.
But no one knows he's doing it on purpose? No.
Oh, man. All the pro skaters are going to laugh their asses off. But, like, the people who don't know are just going to be, this guy sucks. Pushing Mongo.
Yeah, he's going to bring her down here. We're going to skate to TF sometime soon and, like, I gotta take photos of her or something.
You
like,
do?
I don't know what, though. Like, of her.
You should teach her how to, remember how Rodney Mullen used to tap his front finger on the nose before he ollied? He should teach her that one.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to see this one. He keeps telling her to, like, the archer ass out when she skates. And supposedly she can't skate. She, like, tweaked both her ankles and shit right now.
Anytime Novak,
dude,
ever, like, takes a girl home, he always asks her right before you get to the car.
Babe, do you skate? No. Good. Last thing I need to see is some Ming Hag doing a fucking Smith grind on a pole.
He just hates girls skating so bad.
He despises
that. Dude, you could have the hottest girl ever. If he sees, like, skate shoes on her, he'll be like, ugh.
I don't want to see any babe doing any activities. I just want her to look nice with her fucking primped up nails. That's all I want. I don't need to see some Ming Hag do no Smith grind on no pool coat.
And just lay down in bed, bitch.
Oh, man. All right, I'm gonna play a song right now, and then we're gonna hear more of Raekyon talking some shit. So
yeah, you might.
I'm playing Placebo, Special K.
Ooh.
Oh no, are we playing Venomous? Oh, good. Ooh, this Venomous is Huff's new song, and you heard it first. You can't even get it anywhere. You can't even get it off the internet.
Well, if you go to RyanD.com, I'm sure that you can get it somehow.
There's no such thing as...
Matt Platter got it, don't they?
This is Huff's new band, or his... Is it just you?
No, it's a couple people right now. No, Andy Desiderio.
Let's goddamn hear it. Venomous, the song's called Lottery on...
It's going platinum.
28 Faction
it's
Radio.
It's going platinum, buddy.
It's going platinum.
We're going hot right now.
Oh, oh. For your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Harris Venomous. Lottery. Matt Cole. Fuck me.
It wasn't Matt Cole. No. That was Matt Cole's girlfriend's voice. Or his old six-pack.
Jesse McGarry just showed up from CKY. Yo.
Yo.
Daddy Toll.
Jesse, what did you think of Hoof's new song?
I liked it a lot. I was digging it.
It sounds like it's got a Radiohead feel to it. I'm into it.
I know.
Are you going to buy the LP?
Although, I'm still hung up on Street Gang, but that's a good change.
Do you have Street Gang?
Yes.
Where?
I have it on my iPod.
Well, that doesn't do us any fucking good now.
What's Street Gang? Oh, wait. Duh.
Street Gang.
Remember when I hit Phil with the paintballs? Yeah. And
it just starts off, I'm on fire.
Yeah.
That's so good.
We need that. We'll play it next week.
All right.
For sure.
So track it down, Jesse.
I will.
Well, I could go over to my internet and burn a copy at my house, but easily burn it to MP3 and then put it onto a disc from the MP3.
You got a day off today, Jesse? Is it your day off today?
Yeah, I finally flew home from L.A.
I have to fly to L.A. today.
You always go when I come back.
I'm going to film a music video with Billy Idol.
Dude, I was so bummed, I have to tell you.
Going?
I went to the Rainbow Room and Lemmy was there. And
he's
I was
always
like,
there.
I know, but, you know, I have so much respect for Motorhead and Lemmy. But I saw him leave on the back of a motorcycle with a dude with a pink helmet on.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
Did he turn around, wink, and say, whoa, Jess, whoa.
We seriously were like,
Lemmy with a dude? No, it's just me, Rick.
We were yelling at him like, dude, Lemmy, what are you doing? And he just ignored us.
Dude, the only reason why he would hop on the back of a dude's motorcycle with a pink helmet is to
drugs.
Go get drugs.
Yeah,
that's the only motivation that would ever cause Lemmy. Like, I don't even think a bottle of Jack could do the talking.
Dude, you know what? I think when, rockers start getting old, they should just go away and not
talk. Shut your fucking
anybody.
Phone off, you fat fuck. He broke the diving board today, Jesse.
Are you serious?
He went through a gainer, and his heavy set ass, his top heavy ass, broke the fucking diving board.
He focused the diving board.
We're going to do with that footage?
His top heavy?
Well, I could recommend putting the footage on RyanGphotography.com, and that way I get 1,000 more hits.
Cool.
Fanny, do you have a website?
No.
Everybody's got a website.
You got a website, and you don't even know about it.
What's it called?
See? This dude's got, a message board.
Dude.
Doesn't even know how to work a computer.
I know.
I showed it to him one time, he's like, oh, wow, I got a message board?
The best is the schedule. You have, your schedule in there from, August of 2004.
Just because there's so much shit going on, the last thing I care about is if children want to know my schedule.
Everyone, Bam does not go on his website. He does not know anything about it.
Yo, seriously, though.
You know what's fucking crazy, though? I have edited over, 5 videos, and I edited Haggard and all that, but I barely know how to sign on.
You can't even get your mail. But, dude, seriously, having a website is like homework. It's like, it's not, you just have to update it. You don't get anything out of it.
Dude, I have no patience for a fucking computer. Anytime I ever get on a computer, somebody always goes, oh, your signal sucks here. Or oh, this computer's slow. Everybody has a slow computer and the signal always sucks. I've never had anybody be like, damn, man, this internet's fast today. No one has ever said that. They always have a complaint.
Well, your internet service, you live in the boonies.
And anytime I ever try to check, if somebody sends me a photo or something, I always don't have the right fucking QuickTime file to open it or something. It's always a problem.
Even the computers at NASA are like, damn, man, we gotta download, QuickTime 10 to see this.
I hate that shit.
Probably because you have a PC.
No, I have a Mac.
Well, you should have got a PC then.
Yeah.
PCs suck.
Whatever the reason is.
I have both, and they both suck.
Yes. You got Alienware. That's a weird computer.
Slide your chair a little to the left. I can't see your eyes.
Hey, what's up? How's this face for you?
Rake, what kind of computer do you have?
Oh, shit. You don't even want to know that shit. Hi-Fi PC, highest ping, best ming. Whoa, that wow, that wee.
You got a Pentel and
do you have internet or Ethernet?
I got both. I got a T1 connection. Tits, dicks, ass, pounding in my fucking mouth. I'll take them all. You gotta take some to get some. Ooh!
Yo, anytime I ever have a problem with my computer, I always lean on Rake to come and help me out. And I'll be like, Rake, how do I fix the, you know, like, if you're asking for a problem,
there's a lot of ways you can fix it.
Yeah, you can do that. He always does that. He never like, tells you.
I don't want to know a lot of ways how to fix it. I just want it fucking fixed.
Pick one.
Rake, hasn't he done that with you?
Oh, dude, I spent 2 months trying to figure out how to copy and paste when I first touched Photoshop. Yeah. All it was Apple C, Apple V. He couldn't tell me that. Well, there's lots of ways. I mean, you take that last one, you drag it around here, and if you don't have to liquefy, you can pull it down, scroll through, and then bring up another. I was like, Jesus Christ, this fucking asshole won't tell me.
F1 escape. I can do it that way, too. Or
Rake,
this
how do
way,
I cut and paste?
Well, there's a lot of ways you can cut and paste.
You go to the liquid file.
I told him, first you got to extract the file once you drag the lasso tool around, then you got to liquefy it if you want to bring a fetch. No, I just want to take this guy's head and put it on this guy's head. I yelled at him so bad. I was like, you fucking asshole. I spent so long. All you have to do is see me.
You should tell Ben about the new tiger effect, like what you can do. It's like, remember we were talking about that before?
The flight tracker?
The flight tracking thing?
Yeah, you can track flights.
You can track flights, like, and then you go to Google and see, like, what color the roof is before terrorists tries to attack.
It's just like, they're just giving shit away for terrorists just to make
It's just like, okay, terrorism is real bad right now, so let's put out something that'll totally help them.
Google. Check out our exact flight path on the internet.
No, it shows exactly where you are, how fast you're going, and what time you're going to land exactly. So it's like,
I want to know how often they take the picture so I can lay on my roof. When they're taking it, so I can fucking zoom in and see myself up there.
Who here has witnessed Rake kicking game at the bar with his science nonsense?
I've heard it before.
Dude, Rake,
let me borrow your hands.
Anytime I ever see Rake with a girl at the bar, I always like eavesdrop on the conversation, and it's seriously like, no, babe, yeah, like chlorophyll, borophyll. I'm like, Rake, they don't care about fucking chlorophyll and borophyll. They don't care about the periodic table. They don't care.
So what? You gotta learn how to properly cock block yourself.
Climb the ladder. So even if some girl was interested in him, he would just cock block himself.
Well, we hit it off. We started talking about chlorophyll, and from there, like, that's, you know, that was like an hour-long conversation right there. It was great.
Hey, you want to talk about,
Dude, Novak loves when Rake shows up at the bar with a girl, because all that means is that Rake's going to fuck it up somewhere along the lines, and the only other person to look at is Novak, so he always winds up with a chick.
You could tie yourself in chains, throw up on yourself naked in the alleyway, and if there's a girl in the bar, Rake will cockblock, somehow she'll find her way to you. And you'll get laid, chained up.
Dude, Novak was so hell last night. He almost got kicked out of that fucking bar. Just walking around with his dick hanging out and just, like, smacking it on Vito's back.
Was he getting pissed?
Vito is just like, I don't know, he is out of it, dude. He probably was like 18 beers deep or something. Maybe 20.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Dude, I went drinking with Malevolent Creation, man. They are hell.
Are they?
They're a reality show. Just film them. Because they're so hell that it's like hilarious. They were just telling me this story about how their buddy inherited money from like his grandmom or something. So he just became a target. So he just got, he woke up one morning and one of his buddies was there stabbing him 20 times to try and get
the
money.
Why don't they make Malevolent Creation a reality show? Who the fuck cares about Britney Spears living in her big fucking mansion?
No, like, or Andy Milonakis.
Or whatever.
Who the fuck is that, dude?
Dance moves? I don't care about Britney Spears learning new dance moves. I want to see fucking Malevolent Creation, like, living at his fucking grandmom's house because he has no money because he buys fucking too much booger sugar. So now he's just like stuck in his grandmom's house and he's just like, God damn, I need to get an 8-ball today. Yo, grandma, let me borrow the TV. I'll be right back.
He wants to push his grandmom down the steps. So, like,
picture a reality show like that. So, Brett, what do you want to do today?
Fuck, man, I want to push my grandmom down the steps. Once she dies, I get a nice big inheritance. It'll probably last, you know, I think it's like 20 grand, so it'll probably like 20 days worth of book sugar.
With my life, bitch will probably outlive me.
Novak and Miss Tony.
With my life, bitch will probably outlive me.
When my grandma dies, I get a big inheritance. But with my luck, the bitch will probably outlive me.
Because he's such a party animal.
Dude, they must think I'm insane, though, because I just kept drinking all this Jack with him, and I'm like, let's get so drunk that we turn out to be homeless, right? And they're like, okay, yeah, yeah. And then they come out of the bar and they just see me sleeping on the sidewalk. And they must have been like, damn, he was like serious. Yeah,
dude, you're a father. Why are you doing that?
We played a secret show the other day, and all these bum dudes were coming up to me like they were my friend. Like, yo, oh, man, I was the one telling you to, like, wake up and stuff. I'm serious. I'm a homeless friend.
And meanwhile, you got, like, a huge house and, like...
That's
like,
the same guy we met in Long Beach.
Yo, probably, dude. Yeah, remember when you guys fell asleep on the sidewalk in Long Beach? Oh my God. And then Bam just woke up at 5 in the morning, didn't wake up his buddies, and just got some nice hotel, and they were still on the sidewalk.
What an asshole.
Meanwhile, you have like a 50,000 square foot house with like 30 bedrooms, and you're sleeping on the sidewalk. That's insane. Your house is so huge, man.
I know. I have like 3 rooms that I don't even think
like,
I've been in.
You'll need, and every room has a full size bathroom. It's insane.
Why did you kick out Fitz and all that?
Just because I have a kid now, so I'm only gonna work out.
Why not?
Like, seriously, when we bought the house 2 years ago, like, it was just me and Dunn and Fitz, and we were just going to have a good time. And then, like, everybody done.
And I knocked up some broad. Now I got some little minger running around.
Yeah, right. Well, everybody did. Dunn's got a chick now.
Dunn called me up.
It wasn't happening.
Dunn called me up wasted last night in Vegas. He's like, dude, I'm getting a tattoo. Your buddy, like, that grew up this tattoo work here in Vegas. I'm like, oh, cool, you know? And he's like, I'm like, what are you getting tattooed? He's like, roses. I'm like, where? On my hand. I'm like, what the fuck?
The best tattoo you ever got
is the mistake.
On his foot. It says 7/15/05. Unbelievable. It's like, what happened on that date that was so unbelievable? It's like, nothing. I just drank at the local bar and got this tattoo. So nothing cool happened. Like, that's a story.
How about the one
we figure it would have been the best day of his life, but it's just like 7/15/05. Unbelievable.
He's getting roses on his hand.
You should get Calvi and Tasia tattooed on your hand.
I know. Someday.
Calvi and
Tasia. Little cat heads.
Dude, your cats are fucking fat these days.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Are you kidding?
What are you talking about? They're good.
Well, I feed myself, and then I feed my cats. They're huge, and they can't run around. You don't even let them outside, do you?
They're indoor cats, that's why.
Why don't you make them outdoor cats?
Fuck, they don't want them running away.
Dude, my cats would never be able to live without going outside in that nice backyard.
Your cat's right there.
Let's have them talk. Say something.
Just picking them up like, squeeze its tail.
Squeeze his tail.
Dude.
Bam just picks up his cat
by the neck.
The mama
like,
cat.
That's how moms do it.
Yeah, you're right. But he's like 2 years old. It's so weird how they freeze up when you pick them up like that. They don't move. They're like, ugh.
This cat, every time I come in the kitchen, it's sleeping in the sink.
Live update on Ryan.
I pour water on the cat when he sleeps in the sink,
yeah,
and doesn't get up.
And he drinks it off his back. Right? It's insane.
It's retarded.
Water's pouring on it. He's just drinking off his back.
I think this cat's been hanging around Novak too much,
man.
No way, dude. I put beer in his little milk bowl. GHB, dude.
All right, I'm gonna play some rock, and then we're going to come back and...
Bam, B and I showed up and I'm in CKY. Can we play CKY?
Yes. We'll play this song.
No, we finally announced
But right
our
now
guy.
We're playing Placebo, and
Placebo.
This song's called Special K.
Is that drugs?
Yes, Novak.
Well, let me get some.
Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Beyond belief on this quarrel.
yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter.
Turn it
on. I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
All right. I heard the new Narcos song a few weeks back and it was great. I just wanted to know how it was so great. I know if you guys are planning on doing some more stuff with Brand like Narcos or even Jessel Doll, Daddy Doll, Frank Phone Calls would be great too. Daddy Doll, Daddy McGee, Jessel Doll, and Brown. It would be so great to hear. God, it's great to type these words to you and send them by the net. Yeah, especially since I'm doing a radio show as a Trailer Park White Trash Whore. Like Kirk's mom is a new character as those shows' girlfriend. The Greek from Michigan. P.S. Novak, I'm looking for more to coming out of your book. I'm looking to see your book. How are you doing with it? How are you doing with it so far, buddy Bill Mace, Arizona? Tonight!
Oh, yeah, you played a Narcule track the other day?
Those video pirates.
Oh, that's so good.
God, that song is so good.
Know.
Did we play? We played
Man the Guns.
Prepare to Ben Bolton.
We did the Narcule. Did we do the Narcule thing like a few weeks ago with like five guitars, like me, Seth, and or that shit?
Oh, that's in the not this episode, but the next one.
That was fucking ridiculous.
We were gonna have CKY play, but then Chad was just like, I don't want people to know about our band, so I'm saying no.
I'm like, but Chad, the only thing that can come out of this is good.
I don't feel like doing it.
When did his voice turn into that?
Like, isn't his voice like, I don't know, man.
No, his
like,
voice, yo, his voice is yo, Novak yo. Voice.
Yeah. Novak and Chad.
You can't tell the difference between Novak and
Except
Chad.
Except for what they're talking about.
I ain't gonna play no CKY or no MTV show. For nobody. I don't think MTV deserves to listen to the sweet sounds of CKY.
Did you guys do a music video in LA?
Yeah, we just shot one. It's funny, dude. It's
good?
Like, it's like the Brady Bunch from hell. Like,
it's gonna be good?
Yeah, it's this really happy family. I shouldn't let it out of the bag.
Why not?
Who directed it?
Some dude, Matt. I don't know. The label hired him. Speaking of some dude, Matt, that's our new bass player, too.
Oh, yeah?
Matt Dice.
You tell me he's just, he plays like the bass, like,
he's
like,
ridiculous.
Like,
why don't Shipbirds be in your band?
He's so good.
Did he direct it?
I try and get Shipbirds to play like something other than drums.
That was so good.
We just saw some duck walk by the window.
Who says that? Uncle Pat?
Uncle Pat and Uncle Matt. Yo, Uncle Matt. He mowed my lawn and it says Shipbird. It's so big. And like, you figure like it's been a week now, so he would mow back over it. No, he just retraced the Shipbird. So now the grass is even higher and you can see it even more perfect now.
It's perfectly done.
He was doing it yesterday. I was just cracking up. Wait, you just stop, lift up, like, whatever. I don't know.
Speaking of yesterday,
we're talking about the dudes in the quads in the woods the other day.
Yeah.
Missy's like, bam, I think there's kids riding in your
there's
trails.
There's people like hitting up your jumps in your backyard. I'm just like, what? I come out, there's like four quads in there. So like, not only did they like not knock on the door and ask, like they created their own motherfucking trail from the road. So now I have this big hole that they just plowed through the weeds with, and that's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
So G comes up to them and he's like, this private property, get the fuck out of here. And they're like, come on, man, we just want to ride. Like, no, get the fuck out of here. So the one kid's like, fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
So he goes up.
He puts on his helmet. He's like, fucking dickhead. It just takes off.
I hop in my brand new goddamn Hummer that I just got less than 24 hours ago. And I chase him down the road. Dude, I swear to God, I was going 80. Then the mother... And they just poured rocks on the street, so a rock comes up and spiders my windshield. Then he cuts a left into the cornfield, and I just follow him. So this kid is going fucking 80 through the cornfield, and he's turning around, seeing a big Hummer 10 feet away from him.
I'm like, big, bright blue Hummer, like...
Dude, he must have had a foot of turd hanging out of his ass.
They came back, too. They came back again. Riding the woods. I don't know. I think you left when you went to get the Lambo washed or whatever.
Wait, did you hear them?
They're just cruising.
I think that was my neighbors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I know. Dude has a red 400EX. One dude had a stock bench, and the other dude had a Honda 450. I know because I ride quads.
And the one had a little red stripe on it, which means that it's a supercharged,
turbocharged.
I know about it because I ride quads, and you can find out more about me on Ryan G. Photography. Yeah, bam, check that. I just got 10 more hits.
Dude, when you came back, your truck was just fucked up. already.
G with cars and quads is like rake with like chlorophyll and borophyll. Like,
did you ever sift through his fucking his camera? I swear to God, he has like 200 photos and 75% of them are just different angles of like cool Porsches that he saw in Philadelphia. And I'm just like, dude, you have like 8 different gray Porsches. Yeah, but this one's the ES Turbo 400 with a little stripe on the side. Who fucking cares?
Who cares? Dude gets a Lambo.
Yo, and
how's the sunroof working now?
There's a big chip in the rims now on the Lambo. So now I'm just going to paint them, but I'm thinking of, should I paint the outside purple with a black rim or a purple rim with the black trim?
I think, no, just do it all black. With like a polished lid. That looks so
What's
sick.
The difference? You're just going to drive that off of Cliff next week anyway.
Yeah, does your sunroof go up now? Does it go like retract up?
Dude, by the time Ben hits 30, he's going to be so bored. Like, he already drove a fucking Lambo off a cliff.
The next
whatever.
Thing is like an F-15. F-
like, what else is there to see? Like, you know, like,
we're having cookouts on the top of the Hummer, and he's like, what the hell are you doing? You're having a cookout on the top of your Hummer.
Dude, I told Abe the story with the quads yesterday. She's like, well, why don't we put a fence there? You know, like the fence, like a barbed wire fence that goes up, you know,
no,
like a prison
spike
fence.
Strip.
Well, that's why
they'll come in thinking they're hot shit, like,
well, no,
take
that's...
their own little trail through the woods to my yard.
Yes.
And before the first guy figured it out, the last guy already popped his tires, too.
Well, I'm
so just like, fuck, my tires are... Now everybody's tires are popped.
No, I'm going to the hobble hole later. I'm going to rig something up.
Rig up something.
I want to dig a hole.
Get big-ass nails and put it through a piece of wood. We'll have our own ghetto spike strip.
Yeah.
Then there'll be a big 2x4 with nails in the tires stuck to their...
I
want to
take the backhoe and dig like a 10-foot hole and then just put, like cover it up like with like a towel and put grass on it so they just come in.
And you know what? Those motherfuckers are probably walking around the street saying how much of a dickhead I am. It's just like, dude, you just show up in somebody's yard, create your own motherfucking trail, and you don't even bother to knock to ask first. You just start riding.
If they ask,
and
you let them,
and
right?
You think that I'm a dickhead. It all depends on what mood I'm in.
Actually, you know, remember we used to cut through the farmer's property for like 2 seconds.
We used to do that
to
all
get
the time.
To those good trails or that thing or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, he was so pissed.
He just shot a shotgun at me.
I'd go in his tomato field and just do donuts and shit. And by the time he would run out, like, we would be gone because he owned like 40 acres. So he would like run out to come and bitch at us, but I'd be doing donuts. And then as soon as he was 20 feet away, we'd just hightail it out of there. So one day we're riding around and we just go, boom! He just shoots a shotgun up in the air.
I'm just like on my four wheeler trying to drive through to get to the good woods or whatever. And I just hear,
good woods.
Get out of here!
After that, I was afraid to go back there.
Get the fuck out of here!
Boom!
That was too funny, man.
Deco, I have a present for you.
Who said that? You.
Yeah, what is it? It's King Diamond.
I, the judge, the jury, and executioner, sentence you to die!
Yes, what? Yeah, I think it's a new song. I got it in England. It's on this compilation. So as far as I know, it's called Track 3. So let's hear it. King Diamond, Track 3. On Radio Band Series 28.
Yeah.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Which sucks worse, metalcore or hardcore? I'd say metalcore, because I just went to the Sounds of the Underground, and like about 30 of the bands that played were all the same. Just like,
you hurt me, because you lied, and I cried.
You know, like, yeah, but then you have hardcore. It's just a bunch of angry straight edge dudes that are just like, fuck government!
The government is fucking us over! The government has all the money! The government has all the money!
If you're in a hardcore band and you're writing a song, like if your girlfriend just broke up with you, you'll write it so bad, like, it'll just be pure anger. It'll just be like,
you fucking bitch! You broke up with me!
Dude, the funniest thing I've ever heard ever in my entire life of hearing music, were you in Oldie's band at that point? It was in Boards and Blades. Alex just broke up with him. It was the funniest thing ever. They're playing the show. And he just broke up with Alex.
Hannah.
And he was so pissed off about it. He just goes,
Hannah.
This next song, fuck Alex, yeah!
And it just kicks in like,
fuck you!
It was just such a hate song. Like,
dude, I have to say, I loved going to those shows just to hear what Oldie would say, like,
the memories we had, you bitch!
Dude,
this is... Talking to do this!
This is my favorite Oldie line, right? Okay, they went on, like, tour. Like, they went to, like, Kennett Square and Malvern, right? And then he's like, yo, thanks for coming out to our show in Westchester. This is our hometown. Like we've been out on tour. Like, they played Malvern. They played Malvern and Kennett Square, and that's tour. Like, they went to, like, the next town over.
Hannah, were you a part of that?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You hate me.
Hannah's like, ladies and gentlemen, we're on tour. What are you hitting up? Kennett. Yeah. Malvern Firehouse.
Yeah. And then Media.
A 15-minute radius of Westchester.
Yeah, you play the Firehouse?
Oh, man. No, I never played that.
Let's not forget Fenarios, ladies.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks for coming out to our hometown show. You know, we've been out for so long, and we love playing here. Is that any good?
It's the fucking most embarrassing thing in the world.
How did you play there? Where's the room?
You don't. It's pretty much the way it goes. There's like 10 people possibly that could fit in there after you put a band's worth of shit.
Just sit on the Megatouch as your drum sheet.
I want to hang out with a hardcore vocalist and watch him write his lyrics. Like,
that'd be so good.
Just like,
I got it. The government? Rawr. The government? Rawr.
No, yeah. I would have more fun watching a hardcore guitarist, dude.
Rawr.
R-A-R. R-A-R.
With a bunch of R's after at the end.
Rawr.
But dude, government, rawr.
What about a...
They're fucking us over and taking our money because they lied.
What about a metalcore guitarist, though? What are they like when they write their guitar parts? Like, all right, this song would be like... And then the next song is like, all right, this one will be like,
I know what that is. It's a person who isn't talented enough to sing and play guitar at the same time, so they separate it. They go,
you lie.
They can't do two things at once.
Good call.
So they go,
Matt, good call
I'll
on
sing,
that one.
Then I'll play guitar. And then I'll sing more.
And that's so popular, too.
Like, and then I'll play it.
Roar!
And kids love that shit.
Like, they can't
you go to Hot Topic,
either.
And that's all they listen to, the Hot Topic.
You know what's worse, though? People who do play guitar and sing at the same time, but they have to look at their hands playing the chord. And they can't do wrists because that's too difficult. They do chords and they have to look at their hand the whole time.
it's so bad.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, man.
Did we ever have anybody in a high school that like brought their acoustic guitar to lunch to serenade chicks?
Yeah, there was some kid who always had a
name. Name a name.
I can't think of that guy's name.
Did you guys have talent shows at your high school?
Dude, my favorite is like all the football players from high school are all hippies now. You know, like they all wear sandals and have long hair and
like football. Sandals.
God, man, I bump into people like that went to high school that were like they were like the top shit basketball fuck. And now I just look at them, they walk into Kildare's, I'm like, you're a fag. God, how were you cool in high school? Now you're just a fat faggot.
I don't mean to switch the subject. What were we talking about with Don the other night?
Gee, I'm not talking. You broke my diving board. No, what were we going to say?
No, about how Don...
We'll let you talk. Dun. Well, what I was going to say was... If you go on RyanGphotography.com, you'll find out that I just got 25 more hits.
Please tell me you have footage of the diving board breaking.
Yes, yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
It's so funny.
No, you should have that play on repeat.
Talk about the Dunn goes to the sports bars. You call him out of the sports bar.
Oh, yeah.
Football!
Dude, the only time Dunn has ever been on the radio, he was saying of how he loves dive bars and he loves to drink alone with nobody there. And then... That night, I call up Hannah, and I'm like, Hannah, where are you at? He's like, we're at the winner's circle watching the football game with a bunch of top shit football fucks, and Dunn is here. That's like exactly what he said he hated. And he's sitting there at the winner's circle. Have you ever been there? The table is a soccer ball, and you're sitting on a bleacher.
Oh, my God.
And there's like...
And people are going, football!
There's like basketball nets and like... 80 billion TVs that have every motherfucking sport you can imagine.
No, they don't. They only have two different games running on 500 TVs. Yeah. So you can't go watch the Chiefs game or the Chargers. You can only see two games.
Dunn's favorite bar is just somebody's basement with like an old fisherman drinking, and that's it.
But
like,
he says, I hate watching myself on TV.
Like he likes the Bricket Lounge and the Square Bar. Like, oh, this is like a Square Bar.
He probably liked that KKK bar on Route 1.
What's that?
What? That thing is hell.
Dude, the guy is fucking like 95 years old. And I was drinking it. And I got all friendly with him. And then he just shows me this photo of like all these KKK dudes. And he's in the middle and he goes, you know that old road there? I'm like, old road? What do you mean, Route 1? Like, yeah, the old road. I'm like, the old
the
road.
Route 1. They just, like, they, up the
he's track. Like, yeah, they just paved it. They paved the road 30 years ago.
It's
30.
It's now like a three-lane highway with like the new fresh McDonald's on it.
Did you walk into that bar by accident? Like, you didn't know what you were getting into?
No.
And then, like, they're all wondering why the hell we were there. And then after we made them laugh a few times, I think I told a few jokes. No joke I told him.
Oh, no.
I said, why shouldn't you look up a phone number in a Chinese phone book?
What?
Because there's so many wings and wongs, you might wing the wrong number. Then I was on their good side.
That's all it took to win them over.
I won them over. I won them over with that G-rated joke. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go.
And I'm Jesse Marquera, and we're going to end it with CKY tonight, because I'm in the band, and I'm the drummer. And this is Vocals Up with the Drums. So,
what? What are you talking about?
Is that it?
That's it. We're out of here. Dico, say bye for me.
I'm Justin Toll. I'm joining Marcy Playground. See you this summer. Woody Woo! We'll be right back.
week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28. Faction.